And so at the end of the prayer, David asked me, he says, "You have anybody have anything?" I said, "Yeah, let me share this one story." I start telling this story. Now listen, I start telling this story on the prayer line, which y'all hear it. And there's a lady on there, she is 83 or 84, her name is Barbara Sander. And when I got through telling the story about what happened, she interrupted David. She said, "David, I want to tell you, I knew exactly what he talking about, because when he started telling that story, I got healed of my arthritis. It left out of my body." She said, "I got healed too while he was telling the story." You hear what the Lord said? He said, "Some of you have carried stuff and put up with it. That's why he wants you to judge yourself. That's why he wants you to understand. And take a minute to explain this. That's why he wants you to understand that when he saved you, he didn't half save you. He didn't leave you pretty much fixed up and halfway messed up. He saw you flawless. He sees you flawless, qualified for every promise he made to you in Christ Jesus." Here is where people mess up. "I am perfectly saved, but I am not perfectly mature. Out of my immaturity, out of my unlearned, out of the areas in my life that I have not learned, I'm unlearned. Out of my not yielding everything I have to God, and I reserve some of that stuff for myself, that's where I sin. I don't know. I don't listen to God. I just go do it." What Junior's saying, your emotion, your thoughts, you let them drive rather than your spirit. You got it? And that's what we're seeing. And 1 John 1:9 says, "Now if you repent and confess it, I'll forgive you for it and get it out of the way so you don't have to deal with it anymore." Hello? This is kind of mature, but you need to know it. It threw me for a while. I learned this much. When I read a scripture, I don't know what it's talking about, I just leave it alone because I don't want to go out and mess it up. I read some scripture, I didn't know what they were talking about. So I don't go out and try to teach on it because I don't know what I'm talking about. And you go try to put your own interpretation on it, you just mess it up. But 1 John 3:9, I believe 1 John 3:9, 10, it's 3:9. If you can, you put it up. That is in the King James. Is this going to help you now? You listen. He said, matter of fact, it'd be better to turn and read it because sometimes quoting stuff won't do justice to what you're quoting to people. They need to see it. Now you hear what they're saying. Now whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Let's read that again. Whosoever is what? Born of God, doeth not commit sin. Why? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. And that threw me. I said, I know I'm sinning. I know I'm missing it. I knew sometimes I got mad and blew it. And you too. So don't sit up there and look at me, all that sanctimony look you got. But because when you don't know, you mix everything up. Anybody getting into help this morning? You mix everything up, and that's why you get, when you mix everything up, you don't know what's what. But if you'll find out what's what and put everything where it belongs. Now notice what it says. Whosoever born of God doeth not commit sin. Why do that person do not commit sin? For his seed remaineth in him. Long as you notice that Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. See, if the word will dwell in your spirit ain't going to sin. Because the word will never produce sin. It can't. It can't produce sin and be the word. And that's why I say if the seed remain in you, you can't sin. It's impossible. Are you hearing me? I say, are you hearing me? But when we let the word get out and let something else get in. Then Proverbs 4:23 said, keep thine heart with all diligent, for out of your heart, out of it flows the issue of life. And he said, you cannot sin, which means any born again believer, whether you fully mature or growing up or baby, once you come into Christ, I don't care what stage or what level of growth you are, once you're born again, you know, see a difference take place on the inside of you. And some believers are more mature than others. But here's the deal. A believer, period, will not practice sin. If you practice sin and you sin at a habitual and you just sin it willfully and keep going, good sign you hadn't been born again. Now you sin because of habit, because you yield to something, let flesh take over, and you didn't know how to deal with it. But if you're born again and you got, that's why you need to go to the word. Amen. Get that word in you because the word is what's going to keep you. Amen. Are you hearing me? So when you find out that you are born of God, you belong to God,